You lost something.
Oh, honey, what do you think of this hat on me?
You want my honest opinion?
Well, certainly, but be frank.
Doesn't go with that robe.
Oh, honey, now this is important. I have to look my best today.
Darling, you're one of those lucky women who always looks her best.
Oh, thank you, dear. But a woman doesn't always look her best to another woman, and that's all there's going to be at lunch today, just women.
Well, it's one of life's mysteries. When a man goes to lunch, he wonders what he's going to eat. When a woman goes to lunch, she wonders what she's going to wear.
You can't fly in the face of nature. Oh, honey, I can't decide. Which one do you like?
I think of that one.
Really? I kind of thought this one.
Well, honey, if you don't want my advice, why do you ask for it?
Well, because I value your opinion. You have excellent taste. Oh, honey, don't wear that shirt with that suit.
Why not?
The colors clash. Wear a white one. Do you really like this one?
I think so. Of course, I'm no expert on ladies' hats.
No, but you have very good judgment, and naturally I want to be guided by it. Honey, don't wear a figured tie with a check suit. And black shoes, honey. Do you really prefer this hat?
Honey, how can I help you pick out a hat when I can't even dress myself?
Oh, you started breakfast without me. Good.
Yeah, I whip up a great mess. Scrambled eggs. Would you like some, dear?
Oh, no, thank you, dear. Just some coffee.
Oh. Mother, you look just wonderful.
Oh. Yeah, Mom, you look great.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you look nice, too, Daddy.
I owe it all to your mother.
Where you going, Mother? Oh, just out to lunch.
That isn't one of the two hats you were trying to make up your mind about, is it?
Oh, honey, I couldn't decide between the two, so I decided on this one.
Oh, of course. It was a silly question to ask.
I fixed your lunches early this morning. Peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, gee, Mom, don't tell me we're having peanut butter sandwiches again.
But you haven't had them in 3 weeks. And besides, you said you liked them.
When'd I say that?
Day before yesterday, you said Eddie's mother fixes them for him all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Honey, would you drop me downtown on the way to the hospital?
Sure. Kind of early to be going to lunch, isn't it?
Well, I have a million things to do before lunch.
Oh.
Who are you meeting for lunch, Mother?
Oh, just Louise and Mrs. Manning.
Oh, Barbara Manning? Oh, now I understand the reason for the excitement about the hats.
Is that the Mrs. Manning who gives the big parties that are always in the paper? The one who has her picture taken with her horses?
That's right, dear.
The Mrs. Manning whose husband donated the new waiting room for the maternity ward?
That's right.
The number one social leader of Hilldale. Well, you're traveling in fast company.
Well, let's don't exaggerate. Louise and I were chosen by the ladies' auxiliary to decorate the waiting room, which we did.
And a very good job, too.
Well, thank you, dear. And so all we have to do now is pick out the drapes and a couple of lamps, and it's all finished. Mrs. Manning said she'd meet us at the decorator's and take us out to lunch. It's as simple as that.
Just an ordinary, everyday luncheon with two ladies, huh?
That's right.
Nothing special or important. Well, then I guess you could wear that suit.
Hey, what's wrong with it? Is it hair?
Oh, now stop it. Alex.
Really?
I've never met Mrs. Manning, but she's taking us to lunch, and I'm sure it'll be at some very elegant restaurant.
Okay, sweetheart. You look wonderful.
Hello? Oh, yes, she's here. Just a moment, please. Mother, it's for you, Louise Barnett.
Oh,
thank you, dear. Hello, Louise. Oh, what am I wearing? Oh, nothing elaborate. It's just an old suit. What are you wearing? Oh, you just threw on something, huh? Oh, well, all right. I'll meet you at the decorators around 11 o'clock. Okay. Goodbye, Louise.
Hey, where are you going? I'm ready.
I'll be right down. I just want to change my hat.
Mrs. Manning was delighted with the way the new maternity waiting room turned out.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Did she tell you herself?
She said Mrs. Stone and Mrs. Barnett have exquisite taste.
Really? Oh, that's so nice to hear.
And I agree with her. It's a lovely room and in such good taste.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness, you have so many new things. Oh, let's see. Oh, that lamp. It would be perfect. Could we have another shade, one that would match the drapes, perhaps?
Well, when you decide on the material, I can have a shade made up for you.
Good. Hi there.
Why, Mrs. Barnett.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jason.
Donna, I thought you said you weren't going to dress up. Not wearing anything special, just this old suit.
Well, I never saw it before.
You haven't? Well, I've had it for weeks. What about you? You said you were just putting on some old rag. This old thing?
Since we're having lunch with Mrs. Manning, I didn't want to look a mess.
Ladies, you both look absolutely stunning.
Oh, well, thank you.
Excuse me a minute.
Where do you think she'll take us to lunch, the ambassador?
Oh, I don't know. The ambassador is elegant, but from what I read, the smart set...
Well, that's Mrs. Manning.
The smart set is dining at the Fleur-de-Lis.
Fleur-de-Lis.
Hello, Mrs. Manning.
How are you, Mr. Jason? Sorry to be late. I'm at the stables.
Oh, what a pity. Mrs. Manning, may I present... Mrs. Stone and Mrs. Barnett.
How do you do, Mrs. Manning?
I'm certainly delighted to meet you two ladies. I can't tell you how much I admire what you've done with the new waiting room.
Oh, thank you.
And now that I have the time, I'm going to pitch in and help.
Good.
But it's all done except for the drapes.
I was just showing Mrs. Stone these lamps. We both agree on this one.
That one?
It's perfect. I like it.
I thought perhaps another shade out of the material we use for the drapes.
Oh, no, I don't think that...
A very good idea.
That would be nice.
I can show you some samples. Will you be home this evening?
Oh, yes, that would be fine.
Good.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Isn't it? It's a Dresden figure and quite old. Uh-huh. A couple of hundred years, I should guess.
It's simply exquisite. You have wonderful taste, Mrs. Stone.
Hasn't she? Did you notice how she went right to it? You know, most of my customers would have passed it right by, but not Mrs. Stone.
You're not thinking of buying it, are you, Donna?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure it would be lovely in your home.
Yes. Is it terribly expensive?
No, not for what it is. I was going to price it at $300. You, Mrs. Stone, let's say $250.
$250?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds quite reasonable.
Oh, yes, yes, of course it is.
Mrs. Manning, I want to show you something my wife just adores.
Look at this in the light.
Donna, forget it. You know Alex will never let you spend that much money on a statue.
And if I really want it, you know Alex will be more than willing.
I brought a $250 statue home. Fred had hit the ceiling. And then he'd hit me.
Well, I just love it. And naturally, I want my husband to see it first.
My dear, it isn't the sort of thing a husband would appreciate.
Oh, well, mine would. He has excellent taste.
Well, if your husband doesn't like it, I'll be glad to take it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you take it home with you, Mrs. Stone, and see what your husband says? If he doesn't like it, bring it back in the morning, and I'll take it over to Mrs. Manning.
That's fine with me.
Fine.
It is lovely, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. Very good.
Oh. Donna, you're wasting your time. You know you're just going to bring it back tomorrow.
You don't know Alex.
No, but I know husbands.
Now, how about some lunch? I noticed a drugstore downstairs. I suppose we could eat there? I'd have never known it.
Mother, how was your lunch with Mrs. Manning? What's she like?
Oh, very nice.
What did she wear? Something stunning?
I think casual is the word.
You know, I told all the girls at school about it, and they were just green with envy. My mother is having lunch with Mrs. Barbara Manning.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, I don't get it. Since when is who you eat with more important than what you eat? Jess, this happens to be miles over your head.
Is that so? Let me tell you something. I bet that if I had to...
Hey, Mom, some new's been added, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's Dresden, very old.
Mother, that's beautiful. May I look at it?
Yes, certainly.
Oh, Mother, that is just gorgeous. And look at those colors. Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like much to me. Oh, no. Let me look at that.
Now, Jeff, be careful. It costs $250.
Somebody take it away from me, please. Oh, thanks. $250 for that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about 5 bicycles.
Arithmetic with bicycles is much better than with trapezoids.
Mother, did you buy it?
Oh, no. I want to discuss it with your father first.
He'll say no.
Now, Jeff.
Well, nothing personal, Mom. But if you ask me, that's an awful lot of money to spend on something you can't do anything with but look at.
I suppose a Picasso would mean nothing to you.
You're right. What is it?
Never mind. You're hopeless.
Mom, can I go to Zach's?
Yes, but be sure and be home in time for dinner.
Okay.
Mother, that Jeff can be such a goon.
But he's right on one thing. It is a lot of money.
Oh, but Mother, it's so beautiful, and I know Daddy will like it, too.
Oh, I'm not sure. Honey, it's the kind of thing that women appreciate, but not men.
Hmm. Mother, didn't Daddy say just last week he wanted to buy a new set of golf clubs?
That's right, he did. And that's just for men, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, would you like to help me prepare a very special dinner for your father?
Oh, boy, what a day. Darling, I am so...
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, honey. Well, in the first place, Dr. Wilson had a lot of calls to make, and so I had to take his clinic patients as well as my own.
Oh.
Then, on the way home, some idiot woman driver backs out of a driveway and smashes right into my fender. I kept honking the horn, but oh, no, she was in her own little world, kept right on backing up. Women drivers, I tell you,
Was there much damage?
Enough. It'll cost us at least $75 to get that fender replaced. $75. She learned how to use the rearview mirror.
Oh, what a shame.
Of course, she insists she was in the right. Had her hand out. It would mean anything. She could have been drying her fingernail polish. Oh, I tell you, she should go back to school. I don't know how she got a license.
Oh, darling, why don't you sit down over here in your chair? You'll be more comfortable.
All right. Drivers. What's the matter?
Oh, I was talking to some of the girls at school today, and we talked about tests. And...
Oh, did you burn yourself?
It's all right, darling. It's just all part of this wonderful day.
Alex, why don't you take a little nap before dinner? It'll make you feel better.
Well, maybe you're right, darling.
Yes.
Yeah. Just lie down here on the sofa, and you can call me when dinner's ready.
Comfortable, Daddy?
Hi, Mama.
Shh, hide it. Hide it.
Shh, don't ask questions. Hide it. Have a good rest, dear.
Thank you, darling.
Daddy, relax. I was going through the kitchen and I hit the table and knocked the fruit bowl over.
That's all right, darling. It was just a fruit bowl.
Nice.
I have a wonderful dinner for you, dear.
Yes.
It's very special.
I'll look forward to it, darling. Darling, that was the best meal you ever made.
Did you think so, dear?
Only a poet could do justice to that meal.
Oh. I'm no poet, but I thought it was great.
Oh, thank you, dear. A poet expresses his appreciation with a pen, and you do it with a knife and fork.
Well, it's more fun that way.
Work, Daddy's in a wonderful mood.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Are you going to ask him now? I mean, about the Dresden statue? Well, I can't think of a better time.
Well, and don't forget about the golf clubs.
No, I won't. Your favorite cake, dear.
Well, thank you, darling.
Wonderful.
You're feeling better now, aren't you?
I sure am. Never felt better in my life.
Good. Alex?
Yes, dear?
You mentioned a couple of days ago about buying a new set of golf clubs.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, since you enjoy the game so much, I think you should have them.
New golf clubs? I wouldn't think of it.
Dear.
Honey, over the weekend, for the first time in my life, I broke 90. I wouldn't give up those old clubs now for the world.
Well, Daddy, maybe with a new set of golf clubs, you can do even better.
No.
Yes, you never know.
No, I wouldn't take a chance. Leave well enough alone is my motto. Do you realize that all my approaches were dropping right on the green? I was putting like a pro. And every time I use my driver...
What driver?
I just reminded myself of that woman driver who backed into me. All the idiotic, careless, downright dangerous things to do.
Jeff, would you answer the door, please?
That woman is a menace. She had her license taken away from
her.
They ought to force them to take a test once a year. Put rubber bumpers on the car so they don't hurt anything when they hit them.
Joe, it was a mistake bringing up those golf clubs. I'm sorry, Mother. It was my fault. Oh, no, honey. Well, we'll just wait till he's in a better mood. No more golf.
All right, Mother.
Here's the coffee, dear. A telegram for you, Dad.
Oh, thank you,
Jeff. Oh, telegram.
Arriving 10 o'clock tonight, we'll stop over to visit for 2 hours on way to Chicago to be with Sylvia.
Who's Sylvia?
When she has her baby. Love, Aunt Letty.
Who's Aunt Letty?
My Aunt Letty. Well, as a matter of fact, she's my mother's cousin. Well, you remember, dear, she was at our wedding.
Oh, was she the heavy lady who wore the gray lace dress and the big earrings?
No, dear, that sounds more like one of your relatives.
Well, goodness knows there were enough of both of them at our wedding. Which one was Aunt Letty?
Well, she's just a little bit of a woman, but she likes to run everything.
Gee, I wish I could remember her.
Aunt Letty, is she the muffler every Christmas or is she the socks?
I'm afraid she's the mittens. Now, when it comes to giving presents, Aunt Letty is about 50 years behind. Oh, my gosh, presents.
What presents?
Aunt Letty's wedding present. If she comes to the house tonight and doesn't see it, she'll be hurt. She's very sensitive. What did she give us?
I don't remember.
Well, whatever it is, we've got to put it out where she can see it.
Well, how can I do that if I don't remember what it is or where it is? The attic.
Oh, sure. It'll be up with all the other wedding presents and junk we've collected. Come on, let's take a look.
Right
I'm
now.
Sure I'll recognize him when
Mom,
I see
Mom,
it.
Mom.
Yeah. Yes, what is it?
That's where I put your statue.
In the attic.
Oh, maybe this is it.
Hmm? No, no, no. I think that was a present from your cousin George.
No, no. He gave us silver candlesticks.
He did, huh?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Where'd you hide it? I don't know, Mom. Dad's been moving so much stuff around here, I've lost my sense of direction.
Hey, I bet this could be it.
No, I think that's an anniversary gift from Uncle Ralph.
You sure?
No.
Is this it?
Yeah, it could be.
Really? Are you sure?
No.
Hey, Dan, how about this?
Oh, no, I don't think even your Aunt Letty would do that.
Well, don't sell Aunt Letty short. She might.
She wouldn't say a
scoff. I wonder about this. Will this be it?
No, I don't think that's from your aunt. No.
Oh, it could be. As a matter of fact, it could be any of the junk up here.
Junk?
Darling, there's only one thing to do. How's it look?
It's all.
Sure is. Well, anyway, Aunt Letty will fly right to her present, whichever one it is, like a holy pigeon. Think how happy it'll make her feel to know that we've had it in our living room all these years.
The rest of my life, I'm going to have nightmares every time I think of this room this way.
Oh, honey, it's just for tonight.
It's too long.
Oh, boy, Aunt Letty's train gets here in an hour. I better change before I pick her up.
Good evening.
Manning.
Oh, Mrs. Manning.
Mrs. Stubbs.
I hope we're not dropping by at an inconvenient hour.
Oh, no, not at all.
I helped Mr. Jason pick out some drapery material. We'd like your opinion.
Oh.
I think you'll find something here that you like.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
You showed such delightful taste with the new waiting room that I thought... Certainly have a charming home.
Wedding presents.
I'll get it, dear.
Everything seems so right. Don't you think so, Mr. Jason?
Charming.
Manning, these things aren't usually here. You see, my husband brought them up.
Your husband? You were so right. He has excellent taste.
Mrs. Manning.
What a charming sentiment.
Oh, about the material. I'd like to get started on the drapes.
You see, my husband's aunt is expected here this evening, and we...
We won't keep you if you're expecting company. Would it be all right with you if Mrs. Barnett and I make the decision about the drapes?
Oh, yes, that'll be perfectly all right.
I'll take these.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. Just lovely. Good night.
Good night.
Mrs. Stone.
Well, who was that?
Mrs. Manning.
Well, our first visit from Mrs. Manning. We're coming up in the world.
Probably our last.
By the way, that telephone call was from Aunt Letty. She won't be coming.
She won't be coming?
No, no. Seems Sylvia had her baby a little ahead of schedule, so Aunt Letty took an earlier train and called from the station during the 10-minute stop.
She won't be coming?
Oh, honey, I didn't know you were looking forward to a visit that much. Hey, do you want to hear something funny?
Oh, Alex, nothing in the world would strike me as funny right now.
Well, just listen. Aunt Letty said she was sorry she couldn't make it because she had something for us.
What?
It seems she never did give us a wedding present.
Gave us a wedding present? Oh, wait till I tell you. It all started with this.
Good morning. Good morning, honey.
Oh, you got rid of all the junk.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Did Jeff help you?
No, he's still in bed, sleeping the sleep of the just.
And the lazy.
I have a little present for you.
Oh, Alice, no, it's very sweet of you, but I won't let you spend $250 on a present for me.
Well, you like it, don't you?
Well, yes, I love it, but not that much. Besides, I realize part of it was just trying to impress Mrs. Manning.
Well, don't worry about the money. I called up Mr. Jason early this morning to talk about the statue, and he said he got a lot of calls for that junk we had in the living room.
He does? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he came over early, picked it all up, and we made an even trade for the Dresden statue.
Oh, Alex. Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, it's really very lovely.
I don't see anything here about Mrs. Manning's visit.
Oh, well, it'll probably be in the afternoon edition. Mm. Come in.
Donna, did you ask Alex? What did he say? Oh, I see you did. Well, what happened?
Alex, tell her.
Oh, it's quite simple. Donna said, darling, there's this Dresden statue that I'm just mad about, but it costs $250. And I said, buy it, my sweet.
I don't believe it happened like that at all.
You're right, but I have my statue. And I think you have Mrs. Manning.
What?
Come on, Louise, let's have some breakfast.